Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is me. I'm back. So, I'm terrible. You know why? Because I just got up late. I mean, really, really late. Not just a little bit late. Really late. Because I think I promised several times that I will wake up maybe at 7 or something, but you know, I just set an alarm to wake me up, but unfortunately, still, I just woke up at 10, and I'm a terrible person. I know that, so I'm not that reliable, right? So yeah. Okay. After a while, I just decided to participate in discussion challenge. So let's talk. There are 11 questions. Let's talk about the things that I wanna discuss. What was the best thing about your childhood? I've had a good childhood, and the best thing about my childhood was playing lots of video games. I was a fan in video games. I was a fanatic guy when it comes to video games, and one of the reasons that my English got improved very fast was, you know, video games, because video games are in English and I love them. So what do you miss most about being a child? Video games. Video games, ladies and gentlemen. Video games. Because right now I don't have enough time to play video games. I only hear about them. Yeah. Do you think that children these days have a better or worse childhood than your generation? Why? I think that they have worse childhood, because right now they only, you know, they're playing with their tablets, PlayStation. Yes, of course, I said that I miss video games, but I was a very active guy. You know, I would go outside, I would play football with my friends, and it was amazing back in those days. But these days, I don't see any child, you know, outside playing football, yelling, being active. You know, for example, when I look at my nephew, he's a very quiet guy. He just usually you know, watch animation in his tablet online, and he only watches SpongeBob and these kind of animations. So they're not active, and when you're not active in your most active period of your life, so what will happen in your adults, right? When you're adult, that's gonna be terrible, right? So I think yeah, they're worse. What do you think is most important for a happy childhood? Good parenting and good education, not a school education. Good education is very important. And playing lots of games, because they, as I said, they're super active. They need to be active because they're children, so they need to be active. So if you give them enough playing time, they will be super happy. What about your childhood? Do you wish you could change it? There were several things that I wanted to change. You know, I remember some bad memories back in my childhood, but still, but that happened, you know. I can't change it, and if I go back, even on that time, I don't like to change it. Yeah, some part of it, but not all of it. But still, I'm a fan of, you know, my childhood, especially this, you know, football games that we had back, you know, when we were only child. You know, we were a gang of four: me, Mahdi, Muhammad, and Reza. So we would call ourselves Gang of Four. We would play football with each other. It was amazing. Right now, I don't see these guys. One of them went to Greece, and one of them got married, and the other one smoked weeds. The other one smokes weeds. So yeah, okay, yeah. And I'm my computer. That's the thing. So, where did you grow up in Rasht? How that did that affect your childhood? You know, when you're in actually north of Iran, So the weather is humid, of course, and actually, and the weather is very good in my opinion, because you have a very good chance to go outside, be active. One of the reasons that I'm so energetic, not super energetic, but I have energy to talk, and I talk very loudly, is because I am from north of Iran, because we just yell all the time. You know, if you see my father talking on the phone, he yells all the time. That's why I actually like, rush very, very much. So that affects, these energy in my body, and we just, we are a little bit aggressive when we talk. So one of the reasons that, sometimes I have this aggressive voice is that because of that. So, what were some of your favorite activities when you were a child? Playing soccer was one of my favorites, and as I said, Gang of Four, and we had lots of good memories back in childhood. And video games. I like PlayStation 1. It was amazing. After PlayStation 1, I didn't play PlayStation 2, 3, 4. So yeah, I just stood there. I didn't move, I didn't budge from that time. So yeah. And oh yeah. Who beside your parents had the biggest impact on your childhood? I think we can talk about two things. One of them is my brother, the positive impact that he had on me. He has helped me to build up this habit, to this build up this commitment towards English. He said once, "You must learn English," and that attitude stood with me up until now, and that attitude has stood with me up until now. So you can see that I have learn English because of that impact. Of course, there were several other impacts. It was related to my childhood, but I remember a bad one. And back in school, I loved to draw. I loved to draw, and I loved art. And I remember that me and my friend, we drew the same thing. So I think it was Tweety or something. Yeah. Or maybe something else, I don't know. We just drew something and we showed it to our teacher. The teacher gave my friend 20 and he gave me 90 out of 20. So that impact on me very, very in a negative way. So I remember after that I didn't actually I haven't drawn anything. So yeah, that was a terrible one. Maybe if that guy, would give us 20-20, maybe I would become a good artist or something. An artist, of course. So yeah, that was a terrible impact on me. Okay, all right. What do you want to provide your children that you didn't have when you were growing up? Okay, good one. What I provide to my children is that I give them passion. Because I want them to be the things that they want. So I let them to follow their dreams. I won't let them to listen to schools. If I let them to go to schools, of course. Maybe I actually teach them myself at home. Or if I let them go to school, I won't let them to listen to schools. So I have listened a lot to schools, especially to those bullshit that they have taught us. Those impact, negative impacts that they have put on us. So yeah. So I won't let them to actually be affected by those things. Who were you really jealous of when you were a child? Why were you jealous? I remember that I was jealous of my cousin because he had very good grades and I wasn't a good student. My father and my mother, they would come and tell me, "Look at him. Look at your cousin. He has good grades, but look at you. You're an idiot." Of course, they didn't talk like that to me, but of course they would compare me with that guy. So that was a very bad thing, and that created a jealousy towards my cousin. Of course, I right now, if you compare me with him, I'm far better than him, so I am much more successful. So you can see that those jealousies, didn't affect my success that much. But I remember that I hated that guy. Because of these comparisons. So yeah, I just, I was jealous because of his grades. But right now he doesn't do shit. Yeah. Okay. What was your experience at the school like? Terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, what's terrible? So yeah, my experience at the school was I can't even talk about it. Elementary, junior high, and high school. So elementary and junior high, they were both terrible, I have to say that. Especially junior high, because I started, failing tests. I couldn't pass math. It was terrible. I couldn't understand it. So yeah, I was famous because of my grades, and I was terrible. Terrible. So one of the reasons that I had very bad childhood back in school, of course, back in those days, school days, was my grades. So yeah, I had fun in school. I would have lots of good friends back in those days, but of course, still grades, they weren't my type. I wasn't a fan of grades and different things. So one of the reasons that I had a very bad school day was that. Okay, all right. So I don't want to make this much more than this. So, okay, guy, see you later. I hope you, record your voice and let me hear your experience, about your experience. Bye-bye.